But then I'm used to wanting things I can't have, he whispered. She reached out and touched his arm. He captured her hand with his, then lifted it to his lips, where he lightly kissed her knuckles. The longing on his handsome face made her ache.
Find us a book, and I shall behave.
Grace swallowed as he left her. It was then her gaze fell to her old copy of the Iliad. She smiled. He would like that, she was sure of it. Grabbing it, she went back downstairs. Julian sat in front of the couch. Guess what I found, she said excitedly.
I have no idea.
She held it up and grinned. The Iliad! His mood instantly lifted as he flashed those dimples at her.
Sing to me, O goddess.
Very good, she said, as she sat down beside him. And you like this even more. It's got both the original Greek and the English translation. She handed it to him. He looked as if she had just handed him a king's treasure. He opened the book. Immediately his eyes danced across the pages as he ran his hand reverently over the ancient Greek writing. Julian couldn't believe it as he saw his language again after all this time. It had been so long since he'd last seen it anywhere other than on his arm. He'd always loved the Iliad and the Odyssey. As a boy, he'd spent hours hidden behind the barracks, reading scrolls over and over again, or sneaking out to hear the bards in the town square. He well understood how Grace felt about her books. He'd been the same way in his youth. Every chance he'd gotten, he had escaped into the world of fantasy, where heroes always triumphed. Where demons and villains were vanquished. Where mothers and fathers loved their children. In the stories, there was no hunger, no pain. There was freedom and hope. It was through such stories that he learned of compassion and kindness, of honor and integrity. Grace knelt beside him.
You miss your home, don't you?
Julian looked away. The only thing he missed was his children. Unlike Kyrian, he had never cared for battle. The stench of death and blood, the moans of the dying. He'd fought only because it was expected of him. And he'd led because, as Plato said, everyone by nature was suited to a particular activity which ideally they would pursue. By his nature, Julian had always been a leader, and not one to follow others. No, he didn't really miss it, but
it was all I knew.
She touched his shoulder, yet it was the concern in her light gray eyes that undid him.
Did you want your son to be a soldier?
He shook his head.
I never wanted him to be cut down in his youth, like so many of my soldiers had been, he said, his voice hoarse. Rather ironic, isn't it? I wouldn't even allow him to keep the play sword Kyrian had given him as a birthday gift, or to touch mine when I was home.
She placed her hand against his neck, then pulled him to her. Her touch was so incredibly soothing, so warm, it filled him with aching loneliness.
What was his name?
Julian swallowed. He hadn't uttered his children's names aloud since the day they'd died. He hadn't dared, and yet he wanted to share that with her.
Autolycus.